弟兄姐妹平安。
If you can take your Bibles and open them to 1 Peter chapter 1.
如果大家在圣经的话，让我们今天一起来看彼得前书第一章。
Before we begin, let me pray.
在开始之前呢，让我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you for your goodness and grace to us.
亲爱的天父啊，主啊，谢谢你在我们身上显现的恩典，还有你对我们的良善。
Thank you for the privilege it is to come and worship you together.
主啊，谢谢你让我们有这样的一个机会，让我们来到你的殿中，来这边来向你敬拜。
And we know there are some who cannot be here with us this morning.
主啊，我们知道，这有弟兄姐妹今天没有办法来到我们的当中。
We pray that you would be with them this morning.
主啊，我们求你也跟这些弟兄姐妹们同在。
We think especially of Pastor Daniel and Hannah.
主啊，我们这边来将叶牧师师母为他们来祷告。
We pray that you would help them to recover quickly.
主啊，我们就求你能够来帮助他们，能够在这样生病的过程，让他们快速的、很快的康复。
And even as they rest physically, we pray that you give them rest spiritually for their souls.
主啊，我们替他们祷告，就他们在他们身体休息当中，愿他们的灵里、他们心里能够借此能好好休息。
May this be a time for them to find refreshment in Christ.
主啊，就是这样的一个，借着这样的一个机会，能够让他们能够在你的里面能够重新的来得力。
And now as we look into your word, may you refresh our souls as well.
主要特别是我们等一下要来看你的话语当中，主你求你能够来重新的来让我们心里面能够重新的得力。
Please soften our hearts.
就是能够让使我们心软弱。
Give us sharp minds to understand your word.
也让我们有这样的一个精力能够来注意能够来聆听你要所要向我们分享的话语。
And help us to love you more because of this time.
主啊，借着这个机会，让我们学习怎样来爱你更多。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I heard a pastor say once that all you have to do to suffer is just to live long enough.
我曾经听一位牧师说过，你只要活得够久，你就知道生活里面充满许多的患难还有苦难。
Suffering is a fact of life.
人呢，只要活着，就会多少会遇到一些苦难。
We all face suffering and trials in life.
我们都在生活当中会遇到一些患难，还有一些试炼。
Everyone's either in a trial now, or you just came out of a trial, or you're about to head into one.
每个人要么现在正在经历试炼当中，要么刚从试炼走出来，要么很快就会进入到试炼的里面。
None of us like going through things like trials and suffering.
我们都不喜欢去经历试炼，还有这些苦难。
But those are the times when our faith can shine the most.
但这正是我们能够最展现我们信心的时候。
If we grumble and accuse God when we go through trials, we'll be just like the world.
如果我们在经历试炼的时候，我们发怨言控告神，那我们就跟这个世界是一样了。
But if we are able to rejoice and trust God,when we go through trials, we'll stand out from the world and we'll shine as lights to the world.
但如果我们能够在经历试炼，能够喜乐并且来信靠神，我们就跟这个世界不一样。我们能够成为世上的光，来照亮世界。
So this morning, I want to allow God's word to challenge us and to prepare us and encourage us to suffer with joy.
今天早上，我想要让神的话语来挑战我们，帮助我们做好准备，并且鼓励我们在经历患难、经历苦难的时候，仍然能够有喜乐。
And that's what our passage, 1 Peter 1, verses 6 to 9, is all about.
这就是我们今天所要分享的经文，彼得前书一章六到九节所要讲的。
How to rejoice in the midst of suffering.
就是如何在患难当中仍然充满喜乐。
So let's read 1 Peter 1, verses 6 to 9.
我们一起来读彼得前书一章六到九节。因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在那耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。你们虽没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不得看见，却因信他就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
Now as we walk through these verses this morning, I want to show you three reasons why we can suffer with joy.
当我们今天早上来读这些经文的时候，我想跟大家来分享我们在患难当中能够喜乐的三个原因。
So three reasons we can suffer with joy.
就我们在患难当中仍然能喜乐的三个原因。
The first reason is that suffering passes quickly.
第一个就是患难很快就会过去。
Suffering passes quickly.
患难很快就过去。
Verse 6 says, In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials.
在第六节这边说到，因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
Now verse 6 starts with, in this you rejoice. What is he referring to? What is he talking about?
第六节这边说到，因此你们是大有喜乐，但这里因此这个所指的是因什么呢？
This is referring back to what Peter mentioned in the previous verses.
这是指彼得在前面几节经文中所提到的内容。
I want you to look at verses 3 and 4.
我们就往前看一点点，在彼得前书一章三到四节。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of the dead, through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading.Kept in heaven for you.
在彼得前书一章三到四节，这边说到：愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
So Peter's referring there to this inheritance in heaven that's imperishable, undefiled, and unfading.
所以这边彼得所指的是他们在天上的这些基业是不朽坏的，没有玷污的，是不衰残的。
Our inheritance is our heavenly home.
我们的基业或是我们的产业就是我们在天上的家。
It's the privilege of being with God for all of eternity where we will have joy and peace.
这是一个与神能够永远在一起的一个特权，在那里我们将拥有完全的喜乐与平安。
Just as a note here about inheritances, this is not a wage. You can't earn an inheritance.
但在这边所说的基业，不是像是一个你所努力工作所得来的一个报酬。
No one deserves an inheritance.
没有人配得这样的一个，配得拥有这样的一个产业。
You receive an inheritance by grace.
你所能够承受这样的一个基业、这样的产业，唯一的方式就是透过神的恩典。
You receive an inheritance because you're a part of a family.
你能够得到、能够接收这样的一个产业，是因为你是神在天上家中的一个成员。
So this morning, if you're a child of God, you have a heavenly inheritance.
今天早上，如果你是神在家中的儿女的话，你在天上就有这么样的一个基业在等待着你。
So.Peter was saying that, that believers should rejoice in their salvation and their future inheritance.
所以彼得在说信徒们应该要为他们的救恩、为他们未来在天上的这样的一个基业而感到喜乐。
Even though now for a little while, if necessary, you've been grieved by various trials.
但如今在百般的这样试炼中暂时忧愁。
I want you to notice the honesty and realism in these words.
我希望你能够注意到这些经文当中所描述的是很诚实，同时又是很现实的。
Even though you should rejoice in your inheritance now, it's possible to still be grieved in this life.
尽管你对你未来在天上所能够得到的这样的一个基业而感到，应该感到喜乐，但是现在暂时你仍然可能感到忧愁还有悲伤。
Life is hard.
人生其实有时候是很困难的。
There's suffering.
人生里面通常会有许多的困难，许多的苦难。
There's hopes and dreams that go unfulfilled.
可能你生命当中有许多的这样的一个希望，或是你的有一些这样的一个期待，但是这些期待没有发生。
And there's the sin in our own hearts that grieves us.
在我们每个人心中都会有犯罪的时候，那这些犯罪有时候会使我们忧愁，使我们悲伤。
But I want you to notice how Peter describes those trials.
但我也希望你注意，在这边彼得是如何来描述。这些这样的一个试炼。
First, he says they happen now in the present time.
彼得在这边说到是说但如今，意思是使说这个是发生在当下的。
These sufferings don't happen in the future where our inheritance is.
这些患难、这些试炼不是发生在未来。
It says these trials are for a little while.
在这边说这边的这样的一些患难，还有这些暂时的忧愁是只是一小段的时间的，只是短暂的。
Suffering is temporary as opposed to eternity.
是指这边的患难只是暂时的、短暂的，而不是永远的。
And he says these are various trials. They may look different and come at you from different angles.
百般的试炼中，这边是指可能试炼看起来可能是各种看起来不同，看起来不同的方式，也可能不同的角度。
Maybe it's persecution or ridicule or slander.
这些有可能是被迫害，或者是被嘲笑，或者是毁谤。
Maybe it's loss of a job or a difficult marriage or a wayward child.
或者甚至是你可能失去你的工作，或者是你在婚姻中有困难，或者是有你的孩子可能很叛逆。
Maybe it's cancer or a stroke or debilitating depression.
或者有可能是得到癌症，或者是有可能是中风，或者是甚至有忧郁症。
Maybe it's unwanted singleness, infertility, and miscarriage.
或甚至是你不想要的单身，或者是不孕，或者甚至是流产。
Or it's unwanted desires and temptations that cannot be fulfilled.
或甚至是那种无法满足的，或是你不想要的那样种欲望，或者是诱惑。
There are all kinds of trials that can make our lives difficult.
那这些都是可能是让你会觉得你遇到试炼或者是试探的这样的一个能够使你的生命感到觉得过得很困难。
And this reminds me of Paul's words in 2 Corinthians 4:17.
这让我就想起保罗在哥林多后书4:17所说的。
He says, "For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison."
哥林多后书4:17这边说到，我们这至暂至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
So you see, Peter says our trials are just for a little while.
所以彼得对我们说，我们所遇到的这些试炼只是暂时的。
Paul says our afflictions are momentary.
保罗也说，我们受的苦楚也是至暂至轻的。
But what if our trials last our entire life, 70 or 80 years or more?
但是如果我们人生当中的遇到这些试炼，如果是持续一生呢？有可能是持续了70年或80年，这或是更长的时间呢？
That's still momentary in comparison to eternity.
但是这个永恒来相比仍然是短暂的。
Just think, our inheritance is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for us.
我们想想看，我们刚刚读到的是说我们的基业是不朽坏的，不玷污的，也不衰残的，已经为我们存留在天上的。
But our trials are only now and only for a little while.
但是我们在地上的这样的一个试炼是只有现在，而且只是短暂的。
So when we're going through a difficult time, it can seem to last forever.
所以当我们在经历困难的时候，它看似会永远就是持续下去这样。
It can feel like there's no hope of this coming to an end.
也许感觉就像没有尽头一样。
But in that moment, we need to remind ourselves of what 1 Peter 1:6 says, that these are just for a little while.
但在那一刻，我们必须要时刻提醒我们自己，在我们刚读彼得前书1:6这边说的，这些都只是暂时的。
And so the first reason we can suffer with joy is that suffering, it passes quickly.
所以我们在患难中能够喜乐的第一个原因是患难很快就会过去，它是暂时的。
We must have an eternal mindset in this life.
我们在我们的生活当中必须有一个像未来永生的生命来看待的这样一个心态。
The second reason we can suffer with joy is that suffering proves and purifies our faith.
我们在患难当中能够喜乐的第二个原因就是患难显明我们信心的真实，也炼尽我们的信心。
Suffering proves and it purifies our faith.
就是患难能够显明我们信心的真实，也炼尽了我们的信心。
Look at verses 6 and 7 again.
我们来看第六跟第七节。
In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you've been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
彼得前书1:6-7。因此你们是大有喜乐，在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Now, back in verse 6, did you notice the words where it said, if necessary?
你有没有注意到在第六节这边说到因此然后他但如今。
In other words, if you experience difficulties, God has decided that that was necessary.
换句话说，如果你遇到一些困难，神已经决定这是必要的。
There are no trials in your life that are accidental or unnecessary or meaningless.
在你的生命当中呢，没有不必要或是毫无意义的这些试炼。
God always has a purpose for what happens in our lives.
神在我们生命当中发生的每一件事情都有他的自己的旨意。
Whether those are good things or hard things.
不管是好的事情或是不好的事情。
God has a purpose, and his purpose is a loving and good purpose.
神让这些事情发生都有他自己的旨意，而这个旨意其实都是为了爱你。
So it says here, you'll only suffer if it's necessary.
所以这边说到你只没有你会受到一些患难，只是神已经决定这是也许是必要的。
In other words, there is something that cannot happen in your life unless you suffer.
换句话说，除非你经历过某一些患难或受苦，否则你的生命中不会发生一些事情。
So what does God want to do in your life that requires suffering and trials?
那么神在你的生命当中需要做些什么？需要这些患难和试炼呢？
Suffering.Proves our faith.
患难有时候能够显明我们信心的真实。
God says that suffering and trials are required to test or to prove the genuineness of your faith.
神说我们需要受到患难和百般的试炼，才能证明我们的信心被试验。
And the only way to test or prove our faith is through trials.
而唯一做到这点，唯一的方式就是通过这些试炼。
You need fire to test and prove gold.
你需要用火来检验，来证明这个金子的是真伪。
And similarly, you need trials to test and prove your faith.
同样的，你也需要透过试炼来检验，来证明你的信心。
So Proverbs 17:3 says, "The crucible is for silver, and the furnace is for gold, and the Lord tests the hearts."
在箴言十七章第三节说到，鼎为炼银，炉为炼金。唯有耶和华熬炼人心。
See, as you heat up gold, the impurities in the gold rise to the surface because the gold is so heavy. And so fire, I'll pause there.
当你在加热黄金的时候呢，黄金中的这个杂质它会升到表面，因为黄金它是很重。
So fire proves the genuineness of the gold.
所以火能够来证明验证黄金的真假。
Gold that is not tested or proven is less valuable.
如果这个未经试验或证明的这个黄金呢，它的价值是比较低的。
Unless it goes through fire, you don't know how pure or genuine it is.
除非你用火来检验这个金子的真伪，不然你不知道这个金子到底是真的还是假的。
Similarly, faith that is not tested has not been proven yet.
同样的呢，这个未经试验的信心也等于是没有被证明过的信心。
Faith that's not tested or proven is less valuable.
所以没有经过试验的这样的一个没有经过证明的信心呢，它也同时也是没有什么价值的。
Easy faith that is not tested is not trustworthy.
这种简单的信心，未经试验的这种信心是不可信的。
Easy faith that is not tested can be deceiving.
这种未经试验的这种简单的信心啊，有时候可能是骗人的。
Easy faith is not tested may not last.
就没有经过试验的这样的简单的信心，它可能不会持久。
Easy faith is not tested may not be genuine.
没有经过试验的这种简单的信心，它可能不是真实的。
But on the other hand, difficult faith and tested faith is purified faith.
另外一方面呢，艰难的信心还有经过考验的信心能够来证明信心的真实性。
It's a faith that endures.
这是一种持之以恒的信心。
It's faith in the things that are unseen.
这是对未见之事的信心。
Faith in things that are hoped for.
这是对所盼望之事的信心。
And this faith is enduring and genuine.
这种信心是持久还以及真诚的信心。
God is too kind...to let you go through life with untested faith.
神他很仁慈，他不会让你带着未经试验的信心来度过你的一生。
God tests your faith with trials, not to make you fail, but in order to prove that it's genuine.
神会透过试炼来考验你的信心，不是为了让你失败，而是他为了证明你的信心是真实的。
You see, a faith that only trusts in God because things are good is not a proven and genuine faith.
如果在所有一切事情都很顺利的时候，而且没有经过考验的这样的一个信心，有时候并没有办法来证明你的信心的真实。
If you only trust God because of temporary blessings in this life, then you're not looking for the heavenly inheritance.
如果你在世上短暂的对神有信心，是因为你在世上发生的事情都非常的顺利的时候，你没有办法证明你对神在属天在天上所为你预备的这样的一个信心。
True faith in God endures through trials.
在能够持之以恒，能够坚持下去的信心，必须要通过试炼才能够来证明。
So trials prove our faith, but trials also purify our faith.
所以呢，这些患难跟试炼不仅能够使我们的信心变得更加真实，并且也能够炼净我们的信心。
See, as gold gets hotter and it melts, the impurities rise to the top so that it can be skimmed off.
所以当黄金在加热的时候呢，它会慢慢融化，然后黄金里面的杂质会升到表面，然后你就可以将这些杂质给撇去。
Sometimes the gold gets hot enough, it burns up the impurities and imperfections.
当黄金里加热变得够热的时候，它会烧掉黄金里面的这些任何的杂质还有缺陷。
So fire proves the genuineness of the gold, but also purifies the gold.
所以火不但证明了黄金的真实，还能炼净了这个黄金。
And God does the same thing in our lives.
所以神也在我们的生命当中说一样的话。
Listen to these verses.
我们来看以下的这几个经节。
Isaiah 48:10 Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tried you in the furnace of affliction.
以赛亚书第48章第10节，我熬炼你，却不像熬炼银子。你在苦难的炉中，我拣选你。
Or James 1:2-3 Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know the testing of your faith produces steadfastness.
雅各书第一章第2-3节，我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。
Or Romans 5:3-4 Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope.
罗马书第五章第三节，不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
Or Psalm 119:71 He says, It is good for me that I was afflicted.That I might learn your statutes.
诗篇第119:71我受苦是与我有益，为要使我学习你的律例。
One commentator writes this: It is better to suffer than to sin.
一位解经家写道：遇到患难受苦总比犯罪好。
When that becomes our mindset, that we would rather suffer than sin, this shows a proven and a purified faith.
当我们有这样的心态的时候，我们宁愿受苦也不愿意去犯罪，这就表明我们有经过试炼还有被洁净过的信心。
Do you understand God's purpose and design for suffering?
你明白神对于患难的旨意和目的吗？
C.S. Lewis wrote, God whispers to us in our pleasures, He speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pain. It is His megaphone to rouse a deaf world.
C.S. Lewis 说到，神在我们的快乐中对我们说话，在我们内心的良知中说话，但在我们的痛苦中呼喊，这是他用来唤醒这个不听话的世界的扩音器。
You see, suffering may be God's way to loosen your grip on the things of this world so that your hand can receive greater grace from God.
患难和受苦呢，也许是神的一种方式，让你松开对这个世界的掌控，这样你就可以从神那里得到更大的恩典。
See, suffering loosens our grip on this world. It shakes us out of our sleepiness, and it blows away the fog of the temporary pleasures of life so that God can get our attention and grow us and purify us.
患难和受苦使我们松开了对这个世界的控制，它使我们从沉睡中苏醒。它能够吹散这些暂时这样一个快乐的这样的一个假象，并能使我 使神能够吸引我们的注意，让我们在灵里能够成长，并且让我们更接近。
See, if you're clinging to this world, if the world shakes, then you'll shake.
如果你抓着这个世界，当这个世界它在摇晃的时候，你也会跟着摇晃。
But if you're clinging to heaven, when the world shakes, you won't shake.
但是如果你抓着天上，当世界在摇动的时候，你就不会跟着摇动。
See, if you're clinging to the stock market, when it shakes, you shake.
但如果你把你的信心都紧紧放在这样的一个股市的市场的时候，当股市市场动荡的时候，你也跟着，你的心也跟着它在动荡。
If you're clinging to your career, if your career is threatened, you will be shaken.
当你把你的信心还有一切都放在你的工作上面的时候，你的事业当中的时候，当你的事业遇到不顺的时候，你的心也会跟着这个事业一直摇晃。
If you're clinging to your children and their success, if your children fail, you'll be shaken.
当你把所有一切的寄托都放在你的孩子身上的时候，当你的孩子遇到了什么困难，遇到了什么事情，你也会跟着他的心情这样子起伏。
If you're clinging to your reputation as a mature Christian, if your life, if you stumble, you'll be shaken.
当如果你把你的信心，所有一切都建立在你在人前的这样一个名声的时候，当一个基督徒的名声的时候，当你的名声遇到了一些挑战的时候，你的信心也会跟着他这样子摇晃。
We need to hold on to Christ in heaven.
我们必须要紧抓着我们在天上的紧抓着耶稣基督，还有紧抓着天上，这样子我们世界在摇晃的时候，我们就不会跟着摇晃。
Remember that the suffering God brings in is temporary and it's necessary.
请大家记得，神所带来的这样的患难是暂时的。有时候也许是必要的。
Why? To purify your faith and to prove your faith.
为什么是必要的？就是为了显明你的信心的真实，也来炼净你的信心。
Saving faith is precious, more precious than gold that is tested by fire.
得救的这样的一个信心是很宝贵的，比火试验的金子更为宝贵。
And verse 7 ends by saying, this genuine faith may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
在第七节最后说到，这样被试验的信心可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Who receives this praise and glory and honor?
谁来接受这样的一个称赞、荣耀和尊贵呢？
Our natural answer would be that Jesus, of course, receives this praise and glory and honor.
我们很自然的回答是，当然是耶稣啊，耶稣接受了这样的称赞、荣耀和尊贵。
But actually, this passage is saying that you will receive praise and glory and honor.
但实际上，在这篇经节说到的是，你将会得到这样的称赞、荣耀和尊贵。
Ultimately, all honor and glory belongs to Jesus.
所有的荣耀和尊贵最终都是归于耶稣的。
But when he is revealed, he rewards those whose faith endures because it's been proven and purified.
但当耶稣显现的时候呢，他会奖赏那些有信心坚定的人，因为他们的信心已经通过了试炼和洁净了。
I want this to help you endure suffering with joy.
所以我想要透过这样的今天这样讲到，能够使大家能够了解我们在患难当中能够喜乐。
This suffering is temporary.
这些患难很快就会过去，只是暂时的。
And it proves and purifies our faith.
那些患难能够显明我们的信心的真实。
And when it's purified, it's more precious than gold.
那也能够炼净我们的信心，使它比火验过的金子更为宝贵。
And it results in praise and glory and honor when Christ is revealed.
而且这样子的时候，我们就会在基督显现的时候，验试验的信心能够得着称赞、荣耀和尊贵。
So we can suffer with joy.
所以我们在患难当中能够喜乐。
Now the last reason we can suffer with joy is because suffering points us to Christ.
我们在患难当中能够喜乐的最后一个原因是，患难将我们引向基督。
Suffering points us to Christ.
患难能够将我们引向基督。
Look at verses 8 and 9.
我们来看第八到九节。
Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
It says Christ is going to be revealed.
基督将被显现。
But that means he's not currently revealed.
但这同时意味着他目前还没有被显现。
He's not currently visible or touchable. He's not here right now.
目前你看不见也摸不着，就是他现在不，人不在这里。
But even though he's not here, suffering pulls our eyes away from this world and puts our eyes onto the next.
但即使耶稣他人不在这里，患难会把我们将我们的目光从这个世界转移到另一个世界，就是在天上的属天的世界。
It pulls our focus away from ourselves and onto the Savior, Jesus Christ.
他把我们从我们的焦点从我们自己的身上转移到我们的救主耶稣基督的身上。
Now what's interesting is verses 8 and 9, these are not commands. This is just what is true of believers.
所以这边我们看到第八到九节，这些不是命令。
Christians love, believe, and rejoice in Christ.
但是作为基督徒就是这样子，我们基督徒要爱基督，要相信耶稣，并且也因基督而喜乐。
Peter praises his readers for doing these things.
彼得称赞读他这本书信的人来做这些事情。
And by commending them for doing these things, he's encouraging them to do it even more.
并通过称赞他们做这些事情来鼓励他们做得更多。
And so we should also be encouraged to emulate them.
因此我们应该受到鼓励，并且应该效仿他们。
You have not seen him, that's past tense, but you love him now.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，这是一个过去式的形容。
You do not see him right now, present tense, but you believe in him and you rejoice.
虽如今虽不得看见，却因信他就有喜乐，这是形容现代的。
This is what is true of believers.
这就是基督徒就是应该这样子。
We love him, we rejoice in him, and we believe in him.
基督徒应该爱基督，应该因基督而喜乐，我们也相信基督。
Chapter 20, verse 29, John 20, 29 says, Jesus said to Thomas, Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
约翰福音第20章29节说到，耶稣对他说，你因看见了我才信。那没有看见就信的才有福了。
We sometimes imagine that it would be a great blessing to have been there and to see Jesus face to face after his resurrection.
就是我们有时候会想象，如果在耶稣从坟里复活的时候，我们如果当场如果见到耶稣的复活的那个 moment 的时候，那一刻的时候，我们是得到多大的祝福。
And that would be amazing.
那是一个非常不可思议的。
But Jesus said,Blessed are those who have not seen him and yet believe.
但耶稣同时也说，那没有看见就信的有福了。
That's you and that's me.
这就是你我。
So I want to ask you, if we do these things, we can rejoice not just a little, but it says inexpressibly.
如果我们做了这些事情，我们就能感到大喜乐，而不是一点点的，它是大喜乐。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because our joy is promised. It is certain. It is unfading. It's kept in heaven for us.
为什么是一种说不出来的大喜乐?因为我们的喜乐是已经应许给我们的,是确定的,是永不衰残,它已经为我们存留在天上的。
Are you fixing your eyes on that joy in heaven?
你是否把你的目光定在了天上的喜乐呢?
Are you growing in your love for Christ instead of your love for the things of this world?
你是否对基督的爱中有长进呢？而不是只爱这个世界的事物呢？
If you're a parent here, are you helping your children to value what is eternal, not temporary?
做父母的，你们是否在帮助你的孩子来珍惜永恒的东西呢？
Or do you tell them with your words to honor Christ, but then you show with your life what you truly count as valuable is success?
还是你告诉他们要荣耀基督，但是你是否用你的生活表示出来什么才是真正有价值的成功呢？
Parents, are you preparing your children to suffer and yet to have joy even in that suffering?
做父母的，你们是否准备好你的孩子去接受一些患难试炼，甚至在患难中得到喜乐呢？
For our older saints, are you growing in your joy as you get closer and closer to seeing Jesus?
对我们年长的圣徒来说，随着你们越来越近，要见到耶稣，你们的喜乐是否也在增长呢？
Are you letting go of the things of this world and looking to your inheritance in heaven?
你是否放下了这个世界的事物，并期待你在天上的产业呢？
Or are you becoming more and more disappointed by the things you never got to achieve or experience here on earth?
还是你在地上未来是否在地上从未实现或体验过的事情越来越失望
Brothers and sisters, let us set our hope in heaven.
弟兄姐妹们让我们把我们的盼望寄托在天上吧
Let us hope in Christ.
让我们在基督里面有盼望
Let us love Christ and rejoice in him.
让我们爱基督让我们在基督里有喜乐
You may suffer now, but heaven is for real.
你现在可能会受苦，但是天堂天上是真实的。
Your hope is not threatened.
你的盼望并没有受到威胁。
You are protected for that salvation.
你的救恩是受到保障的。
And don't just hope in heaven generally, but we want to hope in Christ specifically.
你不要只专注在盼望可以将来到天上，而是要专注于基督，因为他才是我们的盼望。
So I want to encourage us this morning to suffer with joy.
所以在今天早晨我要来鼓励大家来学习我们在患难中能够喜乐的三个原因。
And I'm sure some of you here this morning, you have indeed suffered a lot.
而且我相信也许在我们当中有些人已经在经历过某些患难很长一段时间了。
There are some here this morning who have suffered so much for Jesus, and that suffering has caused them to love him even more.
有些人也许在遇到患难的时间过非常的长，然后能够让他们能够越来越对神的爱越来越深。
That suffering has purified their faith, so they become more and more like Jesus.
这些患难也能够使他们的信心能够更加的经过炼净，能够越来越能够印证他们信心的真实，越来越爱基督。
If that's you, if you have suffered like that, I want to encourage you to use your testimony to encourage others.
如果这是你，如果我现在形容的就是你，但我希望鼓励你能够将你所经历的这样的一个患难的一个能够克服患难的故事，能够跟弟兄姐妹来分享。
What you contribute to this church might not be all your accomplishments and skills, but it might be your purified faith in the Savior Jesus Christ.
你能够在帮助这个教会的方式也许不是你所有的成就但也许是你能够跟分享你在患难怎么样度过患难里面能够依靠神的见证来跟弟兄姊妹分享以及来鼓励他们
And for some, maybe this is a challenge to your soul
对我们也许当中有些人来说这是一个挑战要来这样分享他的故事
Maybe you're thinking I want to follow Jesus because I thought this would make my life easier
也许你在想说我要跟随耶稣是因为我以为跟随耶稣是很容易的。
That means I'd have an easy and blessed life here.
也就是代表说我跟随耶稣能够让我的生命能够过得更加的轻松。
That's not the message of the gospel.
但这不是福音所教导我们的。
We have a hope in heaven.
我们在天上有这样的盼望。
And he promises us forgiveness from our sins here.
在同时呢他也向我们保证我们在地上我们的罪能够得到赦免。
The message of the gospel is that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who died for our sins.
福音所教导我们的就是耶稣基督是神的儿子，他为我们的罪而上十字架，为我们受死。
The good news is that even though we have sinned against God and we deserve His judgment, the good news is He has given us a way out.
这个福音也同时教导我们，即使我们的生命当中已经有了罪，但是神透过福音，透过耶稣基督告诉我们，我们有一个方式能够与来与神和好。
The good news is that Jesus Christ, the righteous one, died in our place, taking our punishment so we can be forgiven.
这个福音告诉我们，耶稣基督是这样的一个不知道罪的耶稣基督，他为我们替我们的代表我们死在十字架上，也替我们来洗净我们的罪。
God put our sin onto Jesus, and He suffered in our place.
神将我们的罪的所有的罪所有的这样的一个将我们的罪全部都算在耶稣的身上以至于耶稣基督替我们的十字架替我们死而我们能够罪能够得到赦免
And God took Jesus' perfect righteousness and places it on us.
神也将耶稣基督的这样的一个完全的公义、完全的无罪，能放在我们的身上。
So that if you trust in Jesus, when God looks at you, He sees the perfect righteousness of Christ.
如果你是相信耶稣的，当神看见你的时候，神也看到他的爱子耶稣基督。
You are welcomed in and loved and adopted as a child of God.
你就能够进入到神的家中，并且能够神家中的一份子，能够成神的儿女。
Of course, Jesus rose from the dead, and all who trust in Him have this salvation.
耶稣基督也从死里复活，致所有信他，以至于所有信他的人都能够得到这样的一个救恩。
So if we have this forgiveness now, and we have an inheritance in heaven, we can suffer with joy.
所以当我们在世上，我们相信耶稣基督的时候，我们有这样的一个救恩，我们也相信神所透过耶稣基督替我们做的，我们在患难当中就能够经历患难，同时并且能够有喜乐。
I want to end by sharing the story of a woman named Johnny Erickson Tada.
我要来分享一个叫做 Johnny Erickson Tada 一个人的故事。
So as a 17-year-old, she had a diving accident that left her paralyzed from the shoulders down.
所以当这个人他在17岁的时候呢，他发生了一个潜水事故。以至是他的肩膀以下他瘫痪，然后他对神呢非常的生气。
She was angry at God, and she has this amazing testimony of how God worked in her life to bring peace and joy.
当他对神生气的时候呢，但他后来他对神在他的生命当中带来的一个平安喜乐，他有一个非常惊人的一个见证。
Somewhere in her spiritual growth.A friend in her Bible study shared these words, God permits what he hates to accomplish what he loves.
在他成长的过程中呢，有一位有一位朋友跟他分享了这一段话，他说，神允许他所讨厌的事情去成就他所爱的事情。
God permits what he hates to accomplish what he loves.
神允许他所厌恶的事情去成就他所爱的事情。
And that's true in our lives as well.
这个道理也许在我们的生命当中也许也一样。
But of course, the best picture of that is even the cross of Jesus Christ.
但是能够证明这个最好的就是当我们看到耶稣在十字架上所为我们做的。
Well, a few years ago, Johnny Erickson Tada, she wrote a reflection 50 years after her diving accident.
所以呢，几年前呢，这个Johnny 呢，他在潜水事故发生了50年后，他写了一篇文章。
Here's a part of what she wrote.
这是他以下，他是这样子写的。
The process is difficult, but affliction isn't a killjoy.
过程呢很艰难，但是这个苦难并没有使我完全的扫兴。
I don't think you could find a happier follower of Jesus than me.
我认为你找不到比我更快乐、更开心的这个耶稣的跟随者了。
The more my paralysis helps me get disentangled from sin, the more joy bubbles up from within.
我的瘫痪呢，让我能够越来越能够摆脱罪恶，我心里面也越来越有喜乐。
I can't tell you how many nights I have lain in bed, unable to move, stiff with pain.
我没有办法告诉你有多少个夜晚我躺在床上全身无法动弹，我痛得浑身僵硬。
And have whispered near tears, O Jesus, I'm so happy, so very happy in you.
低声的我快要低声的这样子说，哦，耶稣，我太快乐了，因为我因为你而感到喜乐。
You see, God shares his joy on his terms only.
神呢，只按照他自己的旨意来分享他的喜乐。
And those terms call for us to suffer in some measure like his son.
而神的旨意要我们在某种程度上像他儿子一样来受苦。
And she finishes with these words, I'll gladly.
他最后是这样说，他说，我很乐意接受。
So brothers and sisters, may we suffer with joy because Jesus is worth it.
所以弟兄姐妹们，愿我们在患难中也能够有喜乐，因为耶稣是值得的。
Let's pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，谢谢你今天透过你的话语。
We thank you that you love us enough to bring trials into our lives.
主，我们感谢你，那是因为你足够的爱我们，使以至于你在我们人生当中，让我们遇到一些患难和试炼。
Father, may you use these trials to prove and purify our faith.
主啊，就求你能够透过这样的试炼，能够让我们能够来炼净我们的信心，能够来使我们的信心更加坚定。
Help us rejoice in Christ and love Christ more.
主啊，这求你能够在这样的过程当中，让我们能够越来越爱耶稣，能够在心中有充满喜乐。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，邀请大家一同起立，我们用诗歌来回应今天的信息。
神关起一扇门，他必开一条新路，不疑惑，不软弱，我心仍要赞美，凡事信靠主，不失去盼望，因为我的主仍然在掌权，他必在沙漠开江河，在旷野开道路，虽死面受敌，却不被困住。我要在沙漠中赞美，在旷野中宣告，我的主永远掌权。上次的在于你，收取你的笔代替，神旨意不能拦阻，我心仍要赞美，凡事信靠主，不失去盼望，因为我的主仍然在掌权，他必在沙漠开江河，在旷野开道路，虽死面受敌，却不被困住。我要在沙漠中赞美，在旷野中宣告，我的主永远掌权。他必在沙漠开江河，在旷野开道路，虽死面受敌，却不被困住。我要在沙漠中赞美，在旷野中宣告，我的主永远掌权。